1420 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says he is suspending but not ending his independent presidential bid and is also urging votes for President Trump, but not in some swing states. CBS News correspondent Caitlin Huey Burns tells us it's not going over well with Kennedy's family.
Five of Kennedy's siblings slammed his decision to endorse Trump, calling it a betrayal of the values that our father and our family hold most dear. CBS News polling shows Kennedy was generating 2% of the vote nationally, though it's not yet clear where his supporters could now go. The Trump campaign hopes it could help make the difference in a state like Arizona, where the former president lost by just under 11,000 votes.
Kennedy joined Trump on stage today in Arizona. The investigation into the attempted assassination of Trump has led to the suspension of at least five Secret Service personnel involved in planning the rally where he was injured. More from CBS's Nicole Skanga.
It's a miracle that I wasn't killed.
Among those put on leave, the special agent in charge of its Pittsburgh field office, plus an agent within the former president's detail.
Is this too little too late?
This seems like a long time coming. You know, the public has been very anxious and very hungry for information.
Trump now has a wall of bulletproof glass surrounding him at outdoor rallies, seen this week for the first time this campaign season in North Carolina.
U.S. stocks rallied closer to their records in end-of-the-week trading after the Federal Reserve chair. It's indicated that it's time to start cutting interest rates.
Jerome Powell opened his remarks at the Fed's annual Jackson Hole meeting by saying that it's time to start adjusting policy. And while Powell didn't explicitly say a rate cut is coming at next month's meeting, it was the most dovish he sounded on interest rates since the central bank stopped hiking rates last summer.
CBS News business reporter Jason Brooks. In the western German town of Solingen, a deadly stabbing spree at a festival.
People were celebrating the 650th anniversary of the city of Solingen in western Germany with a stage set up at a marketplace in the city center for live music performances. Local police told CBS News three people were killed and four people have life-threatening injuries. They say the incident at 9:45 p.m. local time led to a major operation.
CBS's Holly Williams. 30-year-old Justin Bieber and his wife of 6 years, Hailey Bieber, are announcing the birth of their baby on Instagram. They posted a photo of Hailey holding her baby's little foot captioned, "Welcome home, Jack Blues Bieber." This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The four hotel workers arrested in the death of Devante Mitchell have pleaded not guilty. Prosecutors allege they pinned Mitchell to the ground in June. He later died. The defendants include two security workers, a front desk employee, and a bellhop. They're charged with felony murder. They each face up to almost 16 years in prison if convicted. All four defendants are expected back in court October 15th. And a Wisconsin company scored a huge new military contract. Here's Lisa Hale.
Oshkosh Defense is awarded a $1.54 billion five-year contract to build new and refurbished heavy tactical vehicles and trailers for the U.S. Army. Oshkosh Defense has produced over 71,000 heavy tactical vehicles for the United States and other nations. The Army can start buying vehicles from Oshkosh Defense on the contract this month.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers beat the Guardians. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the team with the best record in baseball, the Cleveland Guardians, last night, 5-3. Milwaukee's Aaron Civale held his former team that traded him last year to Tampa to no runs through six innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
I think he's just been really, really solid. And he's. I told you guys, I love this kid, man. He's prepared as all get out. And he holds himself accountable. And Yeah, when I had a rough start or two rough starts, he took on the accountability, you know.
NFL, Packers and the Broncos had their joint practice session in Colorado. Quarterback Jordan Love said the offense was challenged by the Broncos' defense.
There was a couple plays here and there that we missed. It just wasn't our best day productivity-wise, but, you know, it goes back to, you know, just being able to learn and grow from that. You know, seeing this new defense that we haven't really gone against, haven't got a scout, but we'll be able to go back, watch film, and, you know, learn from these opportunities.
The Packers and Broncos preseason game in Denver, 7 o'clock tomorrow night with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the low 60s. Mostly sunny, warmer and more humid tomorrow, a high in the mid 80s. Slight storm chance Saturday night. Sunny, hot and humid, high upper 80s to 90 Sunday. Hot and humid again on Monday, storms Monday night. Currently, it's 66.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning on Up North News Radio. The presidential race is now set and underway for the kind of 10-week ride we sure weren't expecting a month ago.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
And the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Our show is sponsored this week by American Financing, saving homeowners over $800 monthly using your home's equity to pay off high interest debt. AmericanFinancing.net/progress. And on the line with us is Daniel Squadron. Daniel is an American politician, former member of the New York State Senate for the 26th District. Stateproject.org is his current project. Daniel, welcome to the program. Tell us about the state project. Or
states. Thank you so much. The state. Excuse me. Yes. Yes. Exactly. Because there are so many. 50. At the state project, we believe a couple things. One of which is, democracy, personal freedom, effective government, rise and fall, not just inside the Washington Beltway, but in the states themselves. And that state legislatures in particular have been an often overlooked part of a real power source for improving lives or doing the opposite, except for the most vested far right-wing special interests who've been investing for a long time. Throughout the States Project, we believe in helping lawmakers who want to improve lives, defend democracy, and protect personal freedom, have electoral power, and then use it effectively for their constituents.
How does that work? What do you do?
First thing we do is we just obsess about, think about, talk about the power of state legislatures. You know, folks think of the convention this last week, every domestic policy issue, every domestic issue that reflects the values of this country, state legislatures have done more good or ill in the last 15 years than even the federal government has across the board. Of course, abortion, reproductive rights is a massive example of that. Second thing we do is we're really analytical, because if you're going to do state legislatures, you might as well be really nerdy about it. So we analyze all 99 legislative chambers in the country. We determine where governing power itself, the ability to get things done, is on the line in an election. And then we work to identify those candidates who are going to be the tipping point, and we provide resources for them. We do all of this by engaging grassroots donors through our Giving Circles program to give them the tools to really understand this somewhat shadowy but so important portion of government. And they actually become the force, the largest donors to these state legislative races in many cases, these just regular Giving Circles that form around the country.
Oh, that's marvelous. So how do people interact with States Project, STATES Project.org? What sort of, activity or interaction or participation from average people are you looking for? Or is this separate?
This is absolutely, depends on it, in fact. You know, we think that a lot of national politics, it can be exciting and inspiring as it has been the last couple of weeks. It can be dispiriting as it has been too often over the last decade. But many people feel like they're observers to it. The national political scene is driven by broad tectonic forces, tidal forces. And so people feel like they are observers to the destruction of the democracy. At the state legislative level, they can have a much bigger impact, in part because the dollars are lower. You know, for less than the cost of a single competitive congressional race, you can fully fund great candidates to try to flip a state legislature. So at statesproject.org, people can learn all about state legislatures. They can also create their own giving circle because they're can have the power. You know, our giving circles collectively, people who went to our website, set up, got their friends, neighbors, colleagues, family excited about understanding this power, contributed more to flip the Virginia House in 2023 last year than the National Party did. It is just a potent source of engagement and power for regular folks building their own groups under the umbrella of the States Project.
We're talking with Daniel Squadron with statesproject.org, and remarkable stuff. You've mentioned giving circles several times. What does that mean? How does that work?
So what happens is a couple of people get together to start their own. Actually, overwhelmingly, people who choose to do this are women. More than three quarters of people who start giving circles are women. A vast majority have never engaged in politics beyond just making a contribution. And they start, and we provide, they get a web page, they get to name their giving circle, they get to choose which state the dollars they raise will impact this coming year. And then they use that to build their own community and network. And what the Stage Project does is every dollar raised by giving circles increases our budget to support great candidates in a competitive state. And the competitive states here are, you know, ones that we hear a lot about and where democracy is really on the line this election. Michigan, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Minnesota, North Carolina, New Hampshire, and then some states that often are left out of the national political conversation, but in a country of 50 states, having competitive politics all over is great for us. So places like Kansas and Nebraska are also often competitive.
Yeah, I've long believed that were it not for voter suppression, and frankly right-wing radio, which is a force that the Democratic Party has, you know, sadly not focused on over the years, and the Republicans have really exploited. But I've often thought that Florida and Texas in particular are really blue states, should be blue states. And so it sounds to me, Daniel Squadron, like what you're saying is that, you know, a group of people, you know, friends, relatives want to get together, a couple people throw together, get together, create a giving circle through statesproject.org and direct their money into one of those states where we might be able to flip it. Or, you know, as you mentioned, you said the majority, but you said two-thirds of the people are women. Is that because women are organizing to try to change the abortion laws in those states where you've got, you know, radical Republicans in charge and they've outlawed abortion?
It certainly is a major issue that will be decided in these states. You know, when you have every Republican in Arizona voting against the right to contraception, every but I think two voting to imprison people who access it, reproductive health and abortion. It actually goes back to our founding, and you know, the giving circles process is, it's about fundraising, but more than that, it's about community building and organizing and working collectively. And, you know, giving circles exist in other contexts as well. And so I think some of what you see there is consistent on the gender breakdown, is consistent across types of giving circles. For us, the reason it's so exciting is, you know, just imagine sitting around the family at a family dinner Friday night or Sunday night, and people start talking about whatever they've seen on their social media feed, start talking about the presidential race. And someone says, you know what we could really change is those extremists in Arizona. Or did you know that Michigan and Minnesota and Pennsylvania, all because they flipped legislatures in 2022, expanded free school meals for kids, or passed clean energy and climate energy modernization legislation in Michigan that is just extraordinary out of that, auto state. And it becomes a way to engage people at a different level than the national conversation.
This reminds me, we just have 20, 30 seconds left here. I'm sorry, we're going to hit a hard break. But this reminds me of the old committees of correspondence from the Revolutionary era. Was that your inspiration?
It wasn't, but we should certainly talk about it more. And I'm inspired that you thought of that.
Yeah, they were doing basically the same thing. You know, this was in many ways how the Revolutionary War was organized. And remarkable stuff. Daniel Squadron, American politician, former member of the New York State Senate for the 26th District, helping run statesproject.org now, statesprojectus on Twitter. Daniel, thanks so much for dropping by today. It's great meeting you, great talking with you.
Thanks for having me. It's an honor to be on.
A pleasure and an honor. Keep up the great work, sir. We'll be right back. It's 15 minutes past the hour of broadcasting live from Northbrook, Illinois.
Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing plus 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbearing, BERINE.com, code Tom, THOM.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Even Scott Walker and other Republicans are going apoplectic because Trump keeps melting down into these personal attacks. He's just off the rails, Trigby.
You know, Scott may not be the brightest man, but he knows what politics is. Donald Trump is never going to change. Scott, come on the show. We'll talk about it. Todd and I will be nice to you, and I won't make Badger Boy State jokes.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
The hour-long rambling from former President Fruit Loops. I think they keep putting him out there as a distraction. What they don't want us talking about is Project 2025.
If you don't think that Trump has anything to do with this, there are 14 hours of videotape starring former staffers of his, and there's no way he didn't know about this, period.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Sneaky alert. When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredients, that might be a red flag for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredients label, they get listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's a premium freeze-dried raw dog food that dog whisperer Cesar Millan uses to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love it. They just love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Turn the dial, hear the chatter. Voices rise, opinions scatter. Across the airwaves, loud and clear.
Talk Radio is back with you here. We're broadcasting live from Max and Benny's Diner Restaurant. It's a diner, right? It's here in Northbrook, Illinois. And we have a live studio audience that our affiliate WCPT put together here at our Chicago station. And we're taking questions from the audience. Hi.
Hi, Tom. Thank you so much for what you do. I'm Cindy from Morton Grove.
Hi, Cindy.
And I've been wanting to ask you this question for like a year. Okay. So I have been so blessed that about a year and a half ago, I have been reunited with my then 16-year-old grandson that was adopted at birth. Mm-hmm. And have come to find, as I've gotten to know him over this last year and a half, that he's a huge Trumper. Oh, and he just turned 18 a few weeks ago. Uh-huh. And I have never really talked politics with him other than when I went to his 18th birthday party and handed him the gift. He said, "Do you want me to open it now?" And I said, "That's okay. It's a Biden T-shirt." But I would like to know from you, the master, this can help lots of people who know young people that were indoctrinated at a young age for the wrong views. How would you best approach, without wanting to turn him off to getting to know his new grandma, to talk to him about some of these issues?
I think in my experience has been that the best way to talk to people who strongly disagree with you is to ask questions. You know, what are the things about Donald Trump that appeal to you? And then one at a time, you say, well, you know, let's say he says, oh, well, you know, he's strong on foreign policy, for example. And then you say, well, do you mind if I push back a little bit on that? Can I talk to you about that? Or would you rather just, you know, and if he doesn't want to talk to you about it, if he doesn't want to get into it, you know, it's more important to have a relationship than it is to convert somebody politically, frankly, in my opinion. It's different on the radio, by the way. I'll give him hell on the radio, but you know, it's not my grandson. Generally speaking, and if you can just, you know, go through as many issues as possible and just say, well, you know, here's what I understand about this, and here's what I've heard, and maybe you should look this up, or, you know, yeah, you've got a point there, but how about this, you know?
But never be confrontational. What that does, in fact, there's some really interesting and really good psychological studies. I think Marty Seligman, actually, the guy who did Learned Helplessness, I think I'm not sure if he wrote a book or just an article about it, but how the brain actually, when you confront somebody on something they believe, even if they're wrong, even if they know they're wrong, you confront somebody on something they believe, or they think they're wrong, you confront somebody on something they believe, there's an actual alteration in brain chemistry that like puts up a barrier that prevents them from getting over that barrier to where they might see the other side. And that's why it's so important to do it very gently, very slowly, over time, and like you said, you know, be careful not to blow up the relationship. You know, I hope that helps. Yeah.
Hi, Tom. I'm Sherry from Evanston.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi. Thank you for offering intelligent conversation about what's happening in our world. So I have 2.5 things. One is a quick statement, one's an observation, and I'll tell you what the last one is. So why do you think it is that the Democrats don't really respond to the misinformation that the Republicans put out? Secondarily, why is it not addressed that Trump is mentally ill? And I say that not as an insult, because people I love are mentally ill too.
Sure. Yeah.
But it's true.
It is.
And then thirdly, Cindy forgot to ask you which of your books would your history books would be good to give her grandson, because he loves history.
Oh, interesting. Wow. You know, I wrote a book back in 2005 called Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class. And it's a great kind of introduction to the whole thing. The whole Hidden History series are all topic specific. So, you know, if he went off on guns, you could give him the gun book or whatever. Back to your question. Where did, was it Cindy? Yeah. So your first question was?
Why is it that the Republicans?
Oh, why aren't the Democrats pushing back? Thank you. I'm sorry. My brain isn't all that sticky this week. It's, I don't know. I think part of the problem is this fire hose thing. You know, the Gallup that Mehdi Hasan talks about, where you just concatenate 4 or 5 lies and just spew them all out at once, and you know, in one sentence, and now it's going to take 15 minutes to rebut them all, and you just can't do it. And so they just know that some of the lies are going to slip by. But that's the kind of bad news. The good news is Democrats are starting to push back, and they're starting to push back aggressively. And we saw that last night in Kamala Harris's speech, where she took on Donald Trump head on. We saw that in a whole bunch of those things. So I'm very, very optimistic that we're going to see a lot more of that. Thanks for the questions. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
27 minutes past the hour, broadcasting live from Northbrook, Illinois. I'll be back with more of the questions from our studio audience. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
Hi, I'm Stephen Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Introducing Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food.
I have been feeding them Dr. Marty's freeze-dried raw formula for years. And this food is a big part of why their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier, and why they seem more youthful and playful.
And dog parents across the U.S. are loving it.
My dog Hazel is a 10.5-year-old golden retriever. And ever since I've been feeding her
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend food. She is like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
We're so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee. And for a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild caught, ultra crunchy cod skin treats. Go to DrMartyPets.com/Tom or text T-H-O-M to 511-511. Text Tom to 511-511 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmanReport.com.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. joined former President Donald Trump at an Arizona rally after suspending his campaign and endorsing Trump.
The best way to build a safe America is to rebuild our industrial base and rebuild the middle class in this country.
CBS's Nicole Skanga tells us some of the Secret Service personnel involved in planning the rally where Trump was injured in an assassination attempt have been suspended.
Five U.S. Secret Service officials have been placed on this administrative leave, including the Pittsburgh special agent in charge, who was with the former president on the night of July 13th.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell has indicated interest rates will get cut in September.
Powell said the labor market has softened while inflation continues to trend in the direction of the Fed's 2% target. Current Wall Street odds are pricing in as many as 4 quarter-point cuts before the end of this year.
That's CBS's Jason Brooks. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The four hotel workers arrested in the death of Devante Mitchell have pleaded not guilty. Prosecutors allege they pinned Mitchell to the ground in June. He later died. The defendants include two security workers, a front desk employee, and a bellhop. They're charged with felony murder. They each face up to almost 16 years in prison if convicted. All four defendants are expected back in court October 15th. And a Wisconsin company scored a huge new military contract. Here's Lisa Hale.
Oshkosh Defense is awarded a $1.54 billion five-year contract to build new and refurbished heavy tactical vehicles and trailers for the U.S. Army. Oshkosh Defense has produced over 71,000 heavy tactical vehicles for the United States and other nations. The Army can start buying vehicles from Oshkosh Defense on the contract this month.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. A recent survey found that in the last year, 25% of Americans used buy now, pay later services like...
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Fifth time is a charm if you're a fan of John Wick. Multiple sources confirm production will start in 2025 on the fifth installment of the action franchise. Playing the lead role of John Wick will be community theater actor Bob Jablonski. Relax, just kidding. Keanu Reeves will be back for part five. And for those of you who really can't get enough of John Wick, the franchise is planning more content in the form of TV shows. Studios and producers are hoping the film will be ready for a late 2026 release. Travis Kelce Swift is on a roll. It was recently announced he will play a loose cannon police officer opposite another loose cannon police officer in a film titled Loose Cannons. The tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs will appear in Happy Gilmore 2, as confirmed by Happy Gilmore himself, Adam Sandler. Kelce will play a loose cannon cop. Just kidding again. Kelce is on record as saying he would do anything to be in this movie, even date someone only moderately successful like Taylor Swift. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the low 60s. Mostly sunny, warmer and more humid tomorrow, a high in the mid 80s. Slight storm chance Saturday night. Sunny, hot and humid, high upper 80s to 90 Sunday. Hot and humid again on Monday, storms Monday night. Currently, it's 66.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes, inside the 30-yard line.
to a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Friday, August 30th. The Badgers kick off the season against Western Michigan. Our coverage begins at 6 on your home for Wisconsin football. The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Who is the toughest billionaire? I'm pretty sure I could take Warren Buffett. He's like 94. Elon Musk is the richest guy in the world. He's got like 200 billion bucks. Then Jeff Bezos.
I don't know how Jeff would fight.
What about Mark Zuckerberg?
No, that guy.
I'll say Bill Gates. He would probably take a dive.
Isn't Michael Jordan a billionaire now?
Okay, I would take Michael Jordan.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Angela Lang, the executive director of Black Leaders Organizing for Communities, is my guest host for the day. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
May delay two mortgage payments, 888-675-4090. That's 888-675-4090. AmericanFinancing.net/progress. NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. That's 888-675-4090.
Here on the airwaves, ready for the fight. I'm challenging the voices that think they know what's right. You call me liberal, I wear it like a crown.
And welcome back. Tom Harmon here with you, broadcasting live from Northbrook, Illinois, from Max and Benny's Diner, and with a live studio audience. And we're taking questions from the audience. Matt?
Hi, Tom. I'm Rafe from Mayfair in Chicago.
Hey, Ray.
I want to give a shout out to my 39th and 45th Ward progressive friends. And Northside Democracy for America is a group I'm on a board that does progressive work.
Oh, that's great.
And we all should be getting off Twitter and onto Threads. Joan talked about that the other day.
Yeah.
Now, yeah. I wanted to ask about HR 1 and norms. The norms in politics and government have been destroyed by Trump and the Republicans.
Right.
We need to get HR 1 passed again to bring rules that we never needed before into play. What do you think about that? And how can we get more people, I'm going to have to say, like Durbin, Senator Durbin, from realizing what's the reality of now.
Yeah, I wish he'd stop respecting blue slips. You know, he needs to do what Mitch McConnell did and play hardball. But that's kind of a separate issue. H.R. 1, which means House Resolution Number 1, it was the first piece of legislation introduced into the 2021 legislative session by, I don't know if Nancy Pelosi was the principal sponsor, but, you know, she was the champion of it. And the companion piece was the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act, which may have been H.R. 2, I don't know. But those two pieces together, for people who don't know what we're talking about, they passed the House of Representatives. They got 51 votes in the Senate, 50 votes plus the tie-breaking vote by Kamala Harris. And then the Republicans filibustered it in the Senate, and Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin refused to break the filibuster, and that was the end of that. What H.R. 1 did was it declared that voting is a right in the United States, not a privilege, which would make it... right now, if you know, the state of Georgia wants to take away your gun, they have to go to court and prove that there's a good reason. They have to go through you have due process, because the Supreme Court has ruled that you have a right to a gun. But if they want to take away your vote, they don't even have to tell you. And what H.R. 1 would do is it would establish voting rights at the same level as gun rights, which sounds insane, doesn't it? I mean, we're the only country in the world, a developed country in the world, where this is the case. It would do that. It would establish, it would reinstate some of the 1974-75 legislation that was passed that came out, you know, out of the Church Committee investigations and whatnot, into all the corruption of the Nixon administration, and the Nixon taking the million-dollar bribe from the milk industry, and, you know, the million-dollar bribe from Jimmy Hoffa. It would reestablish those campaign spending limits and those donor limits. It would get big money. It would basically overturn large chunks of Citizens United, which was passed in 2010 with Clarence Thomas being the deciding vote after his friendly billionaire had given him several million dollars worth of goodies and trips. And suddenly, Harlan Crowe's
political giving just exploded, like something like 600%, you know, as a result of the law being changed, you know, by the Supreme Court. So it would fix that. I mean, it's just, automatic voter registration when you turn 18, it would make it a whole lot easier to vote, to get registered to vote. Kamala Harris has promised that that's going to be her top priority. And I'm taking her at her word. I think it's really important. I think she's going to do it. The Democrats are very committed to this. The thing that is, I think, going to get the American public behind them on this is that we're all watching all these Republican efforts to suppress the vote. I mean, you know, you've got, down in Texas, they've put Greg Abbott's, I forget the Secretary of State's name, but he's put 2 million Texans, mostly in Houston and Dallas, blue cities, on what they call the suspend list, which means that when those people show up to vote, they'll be given a provisional ballot. Provisional ballots don't get counted unless you show up at the Secretary of State's office and prove that you are who you are and you haven't moved. And they can do this without any justification at all because of what the Supreme Court said in the Shelby decision in 2013. So, you know, it would undo that. I mean, it would do so much important stuff. And then, of course, the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act is, you know, I'm kind of merging the two of them here in my blithering about this. But I'm with you. These are really important things, the For the People Act and the Voting Rights Act. And I fully expect this to be at the top of the list. And, you know, please, God, you know, let us hold on to the Senate and take the House back, because this is the biggest challenge to democracy right now are these Republican states where they're suppressing the vote. Thank you. Hi.
Hi, Tom. I'm Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
From Morton Grove. And I have kind of a complicated question. Well, maybe it's not so complicated. I'm one of the ones that's fighting on my Facebook page. And I've been posting things that are factual from vetted sources like NPR and other publications, Washington Post, New York Times. And so the response I'm getting from the right-wing people that I know, one of them accused me of putting on information from a dark web hack site. And I said, this is not a dark web hack site. It's National Public Radio. And then he says, so it's number one radical disc jockey's biased opinions that I'm supposed to believe and comply to. I don't think so. So I posted a Wikipedia fascism article and analysis of Trump's false or misleading claims and how many there were from the Washington Post and the Brookings Institution study on destroying trust in the media. And he says, no, radical sites. How it's like common sense has left the planet. Mm-hmm. And I would like to write a book with that title.
Yeah.
So how can we bring back some kind of BS detector that we used to have?
Yeah.
Right? Because people knew when people went on media, the news, mm-hmm. that used to be a public service, right?
Yeah.
Way back in the day, before recorded history when I was a kid. So how can we bring that back? Do we have to bring back the fairness doctrine? Will that do it? Is there some way? I mean, some people are just ineducable.
Yeah.
I was a teacher for a while. But this is like brainwashing.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, is there some way we can combat this and overturn this so people start understanding what's really happening, which is basically a class war between the top 1% and everyone else.
Yeah. A couple of thoughts on that. That was great. First of all, just with regard to Facebook in general, Louise and I have a division of labor with regard to social media. I do Twitter, she does Facebook, as me, but, you know. And on our Facebook feed, and she every day she posts my daily take, you know, from Hartman Report. And I would guess probably 10 or 12 times a day she blocks people. You just can't engage these people. And one of the reasons that you don't want to engage them is because many of them are actually paid to do this. When I first moved to Washington, D.C. back in 2008 or 2009, I was given tours of a number of the right-wing think tanks. And one of them, down in their basement, there was about 30 people, most of them were young people, sitting at computer monitors. And I walked through, every single one of them was editing a Wikipedia page. It was a right-wing think tank. There are right-wing, at that time, Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh were both getting over $1 million a year from the Heritage Foundation as subsidies, essentially. Politico did a whole story about this. You know, there's big money behind a lot of these people, number one. Number two, Russia's behind a lot of these people. They're masquerading as Americans. So when you engage them, you're actually raising their profile, which is what they want. They want you to engage them. So the best thing to do is to block them. In terms of what we can do about these organized propaganda efforts, and that's exactly what they are, I think, number one, we need to be focusing on building our own. You know, somebody mentioned earlier leaving Twitter because, you know, Elon has just turned it into a cesspool, moving over to Blue Sky and Threads, which are the two, you know, big ones that have gotten, that have replaced it. I encourage you to do those kind of things. But stop engaging these people. Just block them. Just ignore them. You know this person.
Tom Hartman.
Visit TomHartman.com
for audio and video archives.
That's crazy. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
Watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Co-founder of the Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson.
Trump is now pre-gaming for Republican elections boards at the county and state levels across this country to try to put their thumb on the scale for Trump. And if they don't win on that front, they may resort to violence again, which is why at the Lincoln Project, our goal is not to beat Trump. Our goal is to beat Trump like a rented mule. Our goal is to beat Trump so bad that his bruises have bruises.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Busted Pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
If the critique, if the beef of Tim Walz is that he spent money on children, on what they needed, whether that be universal meals or whether that be, you know, record amounts for a state to invest in early childhood development. I am like, man, you are critiquing this guy and making him even more my hero.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Courtesy of our affiliate here in Chicago, WCPT, having a fine old time, taking calls from the audience. It's 10 minutes before the hour, by the way. And who's next?
Oh, you got it.
Hey there.
Hi, how are you, Tom?
I'm great.
Good.
But I'll get better.
My name's Katie. I'm actually from Barrington, Illinois. I'm here from my mom. Just to kind of tell you a little bit about my background here, I'm actually a small business owner. I'm also a mom of an autistic child with special needs. So to kind of see everything that's been happening this week, it's been kind of very magical, I guess, to say. Because, you know, seeing the future vice president's son crying and everything, and just to see him get attacked. And for me personally, as a mother of a special needs son, it just makes me extremely angry.
Yeah.
And
me too.
How dare you, people?
Yeah.
Like, seriously, go pick on somebody your own size, because this mama lion will come out and maul. Because that's exactly the behavior that I don't tolerate. I don't like it in our schools, and nor do I like it in politics. Just keep it out. Keep the kids out. Mm-hmm. That's the way that I think about it. As far as, like, with business, I am a woman, and I am actually half owner of a heating and air conditioning company. So I am in the trade works. So with that being said, it was actually kind of amazing to see a lot of union workers, a lot of people in the trades coming up and just being rallying around this. Because, honestly, it's like you have these right wings out there, and they're saying that they're supportive of it, but really they kind of killed out our unions, if you think about it, right?
Yeah.
We moved away from Illinois to go down to Florida, which was a huge mistake, because my other half took a union transfer down there, and a couple months later, he lost it. So we had to work for non-union companies, and we ended up moving back to Illinois because the education systems were way better up here than in Florida. And thank God we left, because that was right before COVID happened.
Oh, wow.
So anyway, I guess, like, my question to you is, with me being a woman and within the trade work and half owner and seeing all of this going on now with the trades, how do you think this is going to work with it being expanded? Because for me personally, I'm concerned about it.
With what being expanded?
Well, trade work, carpentry,
unions,
like, you know, because it's like you look at it's Chicago. You have these big skyscrapers. Who is going to take care of that stuff? You know, they're building these buildings with huge boiler systems and things like that. And all these people that are working on it, they're aging out and they're not going to be around too much longer. Mm. And we have like a learning gap in a generation right now where they don't know how to take care of this stuff. Yeah. So with the Department of Education and all that that's been going on and with the trades, I'm really kind of curious to see what it is that they're going to do to make sure that our infrastructure is not going to go down the tubes.
That's a great question. You know, when back in prehistory, when I was in high school or middle school, we had shop class. You know, and shop class wasn't just like, you know, something that dumb kids did to you know, get out of high school. Shop class was the class that you took to get a union apprenticeship so that you could get a good job and you could, you know, my dad raised four boys and, you know, bought a house and bought a car every 2 years and we took vacations and he worked in a tool and die shop. You know, it was a good union job and that's what we need to bring back. The whole shop class thing kind of died in the 80s. This was part of Reagan's defunding of education, you know, and then in the 90s, you know, the all the emphasis on STEM and science, and, you know, it's, we're going to shift from blue collar to pink collar, or to, excuse me, to what was the technology, you know, and et cetera. So number one, I would love to see shop come back. I know that in some school districts around the country it has started to. The second is I'm going to be back here next month or the month after next in October. It's in October, right, Matt?
October 9th.
Yeah. October 9th for a labor panel. And one of the things that really amazed me a couple of years ago when I did one of these labor panels was the guy who's the I'm forgetting his name, but he's the he runs the sheet metal workers union. It's got a name that isn't that, but. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, they've got a whole building that is like an educational thing where, you know, they're just doing brilliant work, and more unions are starting to do this because, you know, we're just not educating kids on this stuff, and so I really think it's going to be generative. I think that as more union jobs, as unions grow in strength and popularity and membership, you're going to see union jobs more and more being seen as an entree into the middle class. And as union jobs are seen as an entree into the middle class, there's going to be more people going into those professions. And I just believe that that's going to empower unions more. You're going to see unions doing more of this sort of thing. But you put your finger on, you know, what really is the side effect of these neoliberal policies of the 80s, 90s, and the early 2000s. And one of the things that so encourages me about the Biden administration is that Joe Biden has just repudiated neoliberalism. He says we're not gonna do that stuff anymore. That whole free trade thing, shipping our jobs overseas, tax breaks for billionaires, you know, gut the unions. We're just not gonna do that anymore. And I think it's a marvelous thing. I think I'm hearing the music that means we're going to a break, but maybe not. No, apparently not. I was hallucinating. Yeah, John Fugelsang talking about my taking LSD when I was a teenager. Yeah. Anyway, I took shop class, and you know, and I learned a lot from that, and I thought it was, you know, it was a useful thing, and I would like to see the trades brought back into our schools, and you know, we need to be, yeah, exactly, we need to be encouraging that, you know, right across the board. I think it's a very, very important part of. You know, the idea that Joe Biden constantly repeats is that there is dignity associated with work. And, of course, that dignity also, you know, requires a paycheck that allows you to live, you know, make a living, not just scrape by. And so now Kamala Harris has kind of reinvented that as, I'm forgetting the phrase. The opportunity economy. Thank you. Yeah. And it's just marvelous. I think we're moving in the right direction. I really do. But thank you for pointing that out. That was great. We'll be back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Sneaky alert.
When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food dog whisperer Caesar Milan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-5.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel entertainment reporter Chris Foran joins the show to talk movies and TV. And Wisconsin native comedian Mary Mack joins the show to talk about her tour of the state.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.